This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
School buses back on the road. Area drivers advised to slow down, watch for kids playing and congregating near bus stops. Kathy Hook with the Springs Fire Department said there's also one crucial rule when it comes to our area school zones.
You do not get on your cell phone. You do not text. We are not paying attention to our phones when we are in those school zones. That is just too dangerous of a time. And that's when our accidents happen.
Hook also said it is a good way to remind kids as well as they are heading off to school to not walk behind a school bus. It's not just students in Colorado Springs heading back to class, but today D60 in Pueblo started classes, as we hear now from KRDO's Andrea Herrera.
It's been over 60 years since Pueblo schools have seen modifications to their buildings in general. But this school year, five schools across the city will be greeting their kids with new buildings and technology. It's all part of the plan to help renovate Pueblo public schools across the city, with an emphasis on those located on the south side. Those five schools are Centennial High School, East High School, Franklin School of Innovation, Sunset Park Elementary School, and Nettie South Freed K-8. Now, both Franklin School of Innovation and Sunset Park Elementary School had their open house last week, where parents were able to come in and check out the new building, as well as the students.
That was KRDO's Andrea Herrera. Academy School District 20 started classes in Colorado Springs today. 5th District Congressman Doug Lamborn in Colorado Springs today taking part in discussions on how fentanyl is affecting the youth. The Republican congressman joining officials from local school districts for that discussion. Lamborn joined with fellow Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose to sponsor a bill that would fund the purchase of drugs that reverse the effects of overdoses so they can be provided to schools. Well, even as Colorado residents brace for record high property taxes next year due to higher valuations, several local school districts seeking mill levy overrides in November. Academy D20 is among them, hoping to generate more revenue for a variety of needs, including hiring and retention of teachers. Becky Allen, D20's chief financial officer, says she knows it's a hard sell, but also wants the public to understand that with the increase in property tax revenue due to higher values, that'll result in less state funding because of how the state makes their calculations.
So with this mill levy override, we certainly know it will not fix everything. But we are planning to phase in that $35 million mill levy override over 3 years.
The district says the mill levy override would amount to about $11 extra a month for taxpayers, once again if approved by November voters. Leaders in the Steel City have come up with a possible way to fund much-needed child care programs, but it's controversial and will also ultimately end up in a public vote. Last night, City Council voted 6-1 to put a new tax proposal in front of voters this November. If voters approve, hotels in Pueblo would start charging visitors 1.5% lodging tax. Revenue from the tax is projected to bring in around $625,000 a year, which would be earmarked for affordable daycare programs. Many in the hospitality industry, however, worry it would have a negative impact.
It's a social program added to guests that are visiting your town, and I think that it would just leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth, you know, doing that. If it was embedded in sales taxes where everybody paid for it, I think that's one thing.
Chris Cossier, manager of the Clarion Inn Hotel, says it's not fair to ask out-of-town visitors to bail Pueblo out of its child care crisis and worries the added fee will scare some people away.
Temperatures starting to soar the next couple of days in the 80s and 90s, even some triple-digit heat out across the plains. Mainly sunny this afternoon, up to 85 Colorado Springs, 91 in Pueblo. Then we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms coming up for your Wednesday afternoon. Low 90s Colorado Springs, upper 90s for the Steel City, and likely into the triple digits out across the Arkansas River Valley. High temperatures this afternoon, Cripple Creek 75, 84 in Peyton and Calhoun, and 81 for Monument. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.